Hello, this is track 7 on the Moving On Recovery Programme CD, and it's going to cover in more detail the practice of dialogue that you've been probably already schooled on as part of the programme itself. But what this will do is it will really try to support you in your practice, because I know that this thing is not an easy thing to learn. And also, we get better at it. With more practice and with more understanding, we get much better at doing this. So, first of all, we're going to look at the sheet, which is MO11, which is really like a diary sheet, recording the different dialogues that you've had and what you got from them. And then we'll look at, a coaching as to how to do the process, so that if you forget certain things, or if it didn't go so well, you can just come back to this track and learn how to do the dialogue again. Let's look at the sheet first, and it's MO11, the dialogue sheet. And the first thing we do is date it so that we can place it in our diary, and we can then do an exercise on it on our own. The first thing we're asked for is the subject, and this is a general subject matter of the dialogue. What was the dialogue about? It's perfectly okay when someone asks you for a dialogue to ask them what it's about, so that you can put the subject down. This will help you understand what's being discussed. And the next thing is what I said that was new. Now, it's a surprising thing sometimes what we say that surprises ourselves. You know, sometimes we say things and we didn't expect to say them. But this is a lovely, safe process to be able to say something without feeling too threatening. So you might find it's quite surprising what you can say during a dialogue. Of course, this question is largely for people who are asking for the dialogue, because they're the ones bringing out all their own truth here. But it can still be used from the other perspective. Really, the second question is more from the perspective of someone who was asked for the dialogue. And this is the question, what I learned from this dialogue. Again, put it down in detail as to what you didn't know before and what you did know after the dialogue took place. It's amazing when people feel safe what they will tell you and what you will learn from this process. Now, just as important, and this is a question for both parties, both the one that asked for the dialogue and the one that was asked for the dialogue, the next question is important. What I will do different as a result of this dialogue? Another way of putting that is to say what I feel I can do that I couldn't do before, or what I feel I should stop doing that I felt was okay before. So these are different ways of asking the same question. But what you're actually writing down is, what difference has this dialogue made to you? Now, if you record all that and bring it to the next session, we can cover those type of things as part of our session. What we're going to do now is cover the actual practice of the dialogue to make sure that you've got a resource there to show you how to do it if it gets a bit rusty or you've forgotten what was said. So, the first thing we need to establish is that a dialogue needs to be asked for. So whoever you need to say things to, you ask them for a dialogue. You say, there's a few things I need to say, would now be a good time? And having asked them for that, they might say no. They might say, no, I'm busy, I'm doing something. And it's important that you don't feel too rejected by that. So what you ask them is, when would be a good time for you? They should know, when you're asking for a dialogue, that it is quite an important thing. So they would understand that they need to give you a time, and then you'll make that booking. It's literally an appointment if they're too busy at the moment, and it should be sometime that same day. So you've asked for a dialogue, or someone's asked you for a dialogue, and the time's been agreed, if not now. So we get together, and the way the dialogue starts is this. Try to face each other as much as possible. Don't sit on the same couch facing the same direction. Do try and face each other. And try and make it private as well. You don't really want other people necessarily listening to this communication. And the way it starts is to keep it fairly simple. the person who asks for the dialogue says, I wanted to speak to you today because... And then it's important that you start to say things in small chunks. Think of it in terms of what your partner can hear in one go. Now, they're going to have to repeat it to you, so it can't. Don't go on at length. Something very simple like, I wanted to speak to you today because I've been upset. And then what happens then is your partner in your dialogue is going to repeat it to you. And they're going to say something like, what I hear you saying is that you've been upset. And you can see how small these chunks need to be. And don't worry about getting everything in, because part of this process is that they're going to continually ask you for more until you finish. So don't worry, you're going to get every opportunity to say everything that you need to say. When they've repeated it back to you and said, what I hear you saying is, they then end that with a question, is there any more? And that's encouraging you then to add to what you've already said. And you will then say something like, yes, I was upset because X, Y, Z, this is what you did, this is what happened. And again, keeping that chunk quite small so that the partner can remember it and repeat it back to you. Now, this is a process in which you will feel heard, you will feel appreciated. So it's quite important to keep the eye contact going and to speak your truth. Now, this goes on until you feel you've said everything that you need to say. And only at that point, when your partner says, is there any more, can you then say, no, I think that's it for now. Now, a few important points at the end of that dialogue. First of all, it's important that both parties then go away and think about what was said. You can fill in an MO11 sheet on the dialogue and diary it. It's very important that someone doesn't get into an argument through this, so that the other person doesn't answer back. The way to think of this is that the person who asked for the dialogue is the speaker, and the person who was asked for the dialogue is the listener. And you stay in those positions throughout the dialogue. Do not try and chip in as a listener and answer back. Stay in the listening position. You'll get your chance later on. But speaking about chances, it's also important that you don't chase one dialogue with another. Don't allow a second dialogue immediately after the first. It's important that everyone goes away to think about these things before we try again, so that it doesn't just turn into a kind of a long-range argument. It's important that people really hear this. Let me tell you one way of thinking about this, because often when we say things that are difficult to hear, it's like we're attacking someone. But the way I want you to think about it, as particularly as a listener in a dialogue, is that your partner is giving you a nugget. It's like a diamond. It's like they're saying, if you really want to please me, if you're interested in pleasing me, I'm telling you now how to do it. If you really want to encourage me, if you really want to make me feel better, I'm showing you now how to do it. That's, imagine how valuable that could be in your relationship. Imagine the worth of that. And all you have to do to receive it is listen. Ask for more and listen again. So it's a very simple but extremely powerful process in building relationships. We need to know how our family are feeling and what they want to tell us. We need to create a safe environment in which they can do so. So I hope that makes sense to you. And again, any questions you have should be asked at the next session. Bring the sheet as you filled it in. And remember, you're going to get better at this. It does take practice, and practice makes perfect. So if you don't quite get it right at first, don't worry at all. Just keep trying and you will get better. So all the best with that. Bye for now.